7:42, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here on this Tuesday morning. The CEO program, an outstanding program started by the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, where local high school students put a project together and basically kind of starting a business. And we're going to talk more about that here this morning. This year, Ken decided not to join us. I don't know if you know Ken Springer at all, Tiffany Springer, but he seems to be an all right guy so far.
He's okay.
All right. Well, Tiffany, good morning. Thanks for joining us here this morning. So are you kind of heading up the program this year?
I am the facilitator. This is my second year being the facilitator for the program.
All right. So we're here. And this is what, the third or fourth?
Second. It's the second.
This is only the second? I swore that we had more in than that. I don't know.
We like to be a household name.
There you go. Well, that's a good thing. Also joining us, a couple of the CEOs, Lucas Kelso. Lucas, good morning. How are you today?
Morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. And Janice Abel, good morning. How are you today?
I'm lovely. And you?
Very good. All right. So let's start. I'm going to start with our CEOs. Janice, where do you go to school?
I go to Galesburg High School.
Okay. What, a senior?
Yeah, senior.
All right. How about you, Lucas?
I'm a senior at Knoxville High School.
Knoxville High School. All right. Well, tell me, Janice, why did you want to get involved in the CEO program?
Well, I heard about it. Tiffany and the other students last year came around as an assembly to different schools, and I heard it there. And I always liked making greeting cards ever since I could fold a piece of paper pretty much. So I just remember her asking, oh, do any of you run a business? And I'm like, I can do that. I'll do it.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah.
Right. How about Lucas? What got you interested?
I had a friend in the class last year, and every morning he'd tell me about the adventures they went through. And it wasn't until Tiffany in the class last year came to my school, and I actually thought, wow, I could really see myself doing this, and I figured I'd take the risk and learn from it.
Did you have an idea prior to that, or was it not till you decided to join the program you kind of came up with what you wanted to do?
I came up with what I wanted to do about the time I was submitting the application, but I had a general idea when I first saw their presentation.
Tiffany, how many students are involved in the program this year?
This year we have 5.
Okay. And from, we've got obviously Galesburg and Knoxville, any of the other schools around the area?
We have Galesburg Christian as well joining us this year.
Okay. So it's always a nice diverse group of students. And talk about the qualifications. What do students need to do? What do you need to see in them for them to be part of the program?
Sure. So it is a competitive process. Students apply. It's very easy. We look for students that are hard workers. They're creative. They want to dip their toe into something outside of the classroom setting. And it's really an independent and immersive is the word that comes to mind, space to work in, to develop a business and learn from local business leaders and all of the different industry that's in our region that you probably wouldn't know as a high school student. So it really is a great opportunity to learn more about your community, but also kind of broaden your skill set when you can kind of jump in there and do it yourself.
And kind of talk about the kind of the mission of the CEO program. I know you would like for all these students to, you know, go on to a 4-year college or university and maybe come back and apply what they've learned in this program and in college and you know, maybe start up and help this area.
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of the top of the list is just giving these students a back office view, if you will, of your community and building relationships with people. And so whether they decide to jump into the workforce after graduation, if they're going to a career technical school or a 4-year university, it doesn't matter because they know that they have a group, a network back here in Knox County. And also, too, if they so choose to say, hey, I think our community really needs this and I can create it. So all around the board, but really I think it's that community sense and that network building that really provides these students that unique experience.
Lucas Kelso, let me ask you, what are your plans? Or do you know what you're going to do school-wise or what your plans are after high school?
After high school, I'm looking at going to Southern Illinois University in Carbondale for psychology with a minor in business administration. And I'm hoping to come back and maybe use some of what I learned from CEO to help start my own business.
That's a great idea. How about you, Janice?
I would really like to attend Monmouth College I'd like to double major in English and marketing. And then I too would want to come back here and probably start working in one of the businesses even that we've toured.
Talk maybe about something that maybe at one of the businesses, and that's a great thing, Tiffany, all the business owners that are willing to kind of take these students under their wings and kind of show them the ropes a little bit.
Absolutely.
But talk with Janice about maybe a business that you went into, maybe something that really surprised you, or maybe even in general, something that really surprised you about running a business and maybe being a CEO.
Man, well, we toured Dick Blick a couple weeks ago, and that, I mean, we grew up hearing about Dick Blick. It's there. People work there. It's art supplies. We knew about it, and then we went and toured it, and I was just so blown away by how big it is, how well-known it is, like outside of just little old Knox County.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the first time I saw the store in downtown Chicago, I'm like, wow, that's really cool. And then I'm trying to think of a movie I was watching recently. I think they were in New York City, and they were in front of a Dick Blick store there.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a really cool thing. How about for you, Lucas? Anything that maybe surprised you or stood out in seeing any of these businesses or businesses or how they're run?
When we went to Threshold Farms, I was really impressed. I had no idea how big of a company they were. I thought it was like kind of a local thing. But when we toured their facility and we talked to the owner, it was incredible how much external business they had outside of Knox County.
Yeah, and I'm guessing maybe that gives you incentive to realize, like, yeah, just here in little old Galesburg, what can be done that you can be a worldwide company like either one of those companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, again, the CEO program, a really cool thing. Okay, so Tiffany, I know you have a big final event for these students. When will that be? And they'll kind of make their presentations of their company they put together. Is that right?
Sure. Well, before they get to that, so they're sure. Tasked with three businesses. One right out the gate, we kind of throw them in the fire and see how they come out. They all came out unscathed. That's their badge business. The second is their class business, which is actually coming up on December 14th. And why that's important is the seed money that they get from that class business, I'm sorry, the money that they make from the class business is their seed money for their personal businesses, which is then the third project. They will launch their own for-profit business in the spring. We'll have a trade show with other local countywide entrepreneurs come up. The date is not set for that, but I encourage everybody to come out and get a cup of ho-ho cocoa on December 14th at the Galesburg Express Festival and support these great students.
Yeah, that'll be the actual final event sometime early next year. Is that right?
Around April.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. Later in the spring then. Okay.
Yep.
And always, so it gives these students and entrepreneurs time to get everything put together.
Yeah, the first semester we really just take our time learning about local businesses, making connections, building those relationships, and kind of seeing how different businesses do things the way that they do. And then second semester, we hit it hard really with creating the personal businesses and doing business plans and budgets and all of those things.
Tiffany Springer with the CEO program, also a couple of the CEOs, participating students, Janice Abel and Lucas Kelso. Yeah, I guess one of the things, they obviously have to be good students, but they to be able to be involved in this and keep grades and everything, have to be young people with very good time management skills, too.
You hope.
Yes.
No, these students are amazing. But one of the great things about CEO is it's not just for those high-hitting students, those straight-A students. This could be for any student. And we don't look at your GPA. We don't look at your grades. We want to make sure that you do what you say you're going to do, when you're going to do it. You show up. You put in the work. You're trustworthy. Those are the things that we really take into account more so than the grades that you make.
Yeah, and I guess it's about having, like you said, that the drive and that inspiration and everything. I guess being a good student doesn't mean you're smart, and not being a good student doesn't mean you're not smart either. It's just, having the drive, the inspiration, whatever the case may be. How's it been, Janice? Talk about kind of juggling your schedule and doing everything you need to do for this program. Has it been a pretty smooth transition for you?
It's definitely been on the weekends because I'm doing, for Ho-Ho Coco, I'll be selling some of my greeting cards at that. So that has definitely been, working on it, making the logos for stuff, working with the guys. Well, thankfully, I mean, I have a good class that helps me out, and we all help each other out with getting our things accomplished on time.
How about for you, Lucas? What's it been like juggling everything?
Sometimes it seems like a lot when I look at the spreadsheet and I see all the deadlines I have to fill, and it's kind of stressful until I like sit down and think about it and I actually get the work done. It's been surprisingly straightforward and pretty easy to juggle with my actual schoolwork this year.
Are either of you actually working a job on top of this at this point?
No.
Good. I mean, I don't know how you could do that because it's kind of a job in and of itself. You mentioned the Ho-Ho Coco. Talk about that because I know that was one of the ideas that the CEOs came up with, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was a program from last year. We partnered with the Chamber of Commerce to provide a hot beverage stand at the Galesburg Express Festival. And this year, the students chose to, again, participate in that. So do you want to take it over and talk a little bit about what you're doing differently this year versus last year?
Sure. So last year's class was very focused on just the hot cocoa aspect of it with different toppings and different things. Whereas we're expanding a little bit, we'll have hot cocoa as well as coffee and then cookies from Lucas's business, Sleeping Dragon Cookies, as well as holiday cards from Lovable Creations, which is my business.
Oh, really cool. So it's a little more diversity there in as far as the products.
Sure. And I think with highlighting a couple of the students' businesses, it's a way for us to talk about CEO and maybe reach some people that kind of know what it is or maybe haven't heard about it before and really be able to showcase what we're trying to do with the students.
So what was the name of the business again, Lucas?
My business is Sleeping Dragon Cookies.
Sleeping Dragon Cookies. And where did that idea come from in the name?
The name came from my love for the Dungeons & Dragons community.
Okay.
And I've always baked. I've baked for a long time. I love making cookies, so I figured I could incorporate those two and help with my CEO knowledge, kind of give back to that community that gave me this idea while also helping myself.
Yeah, is there like a signature cookie within your company? Or
I'm working on one.
Okay.
It's in the works.
All right. But you're kind of just doing them all right now. Are they, by the chance, in the shape of, like, Dungeons & Dragons characters or anything?
I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
If I can find a mold that looks like a dice, maybe, I think that could be fun to work with.
Elves and all kinds.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. How about you? Let's talk about yours. As you said, Janice, you'd already had the idea. You liked making greeting cards and stuff. Talk about your idea for your business and kind of developing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I've been making greeting cards since I could fold a piece of paper. I even took one of my dad's old toolboxes and converted it into a traveling card shop when I was younger. My mom has pictures of me on the kitchen floor with it. So when we started this program, I was like, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to name this? And my aunt actually came up with the idea of Lovable and Laughable Creations. And I was like, well, that's just too long. Nobody's going to say that. And so I shortened it to Lovable. But I was like, how can I make it even more just Jan? And my last name is Abel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just Love, A-B-E-L, Creations.
That makes sense. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's Tiffany, it's got to be fun for you also, and I know for Ken, to work with such creative young people, too.
It is. Every day is something different, which is nice. And even for someone, you know, I'm a transplant to the Galesburg area. We've been here for about 4 years going on 5. And it's just amazing for me to see all of the fantastic things that are happening in Knox County. And so that learning alongside of these wonderful individuals has been exceptional. So, yeah, frustrating at times. You know, we're small, so we're like, we're a pretty close-knit group. So with any close-knit group, there's some good, bad, and ugly. But for the most part, all is good.
Can you talk about some of the other ideas that some of the other CEOs have this year, this time around?
Sure. So we have, obviously, three other students that are in the other room. We have a drone scouting business, a mobile car detailing business, and a shoe painting business called Air Kicks.
Really? That's interesting. Wow.
It is a really great concept. It's very time appropriate that, and also very niche specific, but Jacob Potter is the student that's kicking that off. He's a fantastic artist and also very hip to the new trends that are happening, and so he's been doing some great work.
Well, what a great program. Again, we'll find out more when we get closer to the final event. So what you got? Two other deadlines coming up before that.
Well, the biggest one is our December 14th. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where we're putting everything right now. So our in-hands date is December 10th for everything. We're partnering with Hen House Barbecue. Phil Hennepin is supporting the students by offering his food truck. And so we've been doing some product testing and market research with him. So it's really been a great experience, and we'll see how it goes after the 14th.
Need a cookie taste tester? I'm in. Just saying. All right. Well, what a great break. Anything else that we need to know about the CEO program that somebody might not know about?
Not that somebody might not know about, mm-hmm. but I would encourage you, if you have any questions, please reach out to myself. Please reach out to Ken. If you know students that would fit the bill for this or be excited to learn more, please let us know. We are wanting to grow this program with it. Just being in its second year, we're hoping for a good third year, and the alumni from last year's class has been amazing to work with this new class. And, you know, it's about building those connections. So if you're interested, if you think you have a student or a family member that would be interested, please reach out.
Absolutely. And it's not going to be long before we're going to have the students from the first class back and hosting new students in their businesses, I'm guessing.
Exactly. Yes.
Tiffany Springer with the CEO program. Tiffany, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Lucas Kelso, one of the CEOs. Lucas, best of luck. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Also, Janice Abel, best of luck to you. Thanks for coming in with us this morning.
Thanks so much.